All right. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to our DME State Department Interns Podcast. I'm Saga, and I will be your podcast host for the duration of this segment. Joining me today, we have Jennifer Liebert here to discuss her own experience interning with the State Department. Very glad to have you here, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jennifer, just to begin, why don't you start us off with a little bit about your background and how you came into this internship?
So I came into this internship, kind of ties in with my background. I was in the service myself from 2005 to 2009. And so I'm signed up for the Veterans News, like the weekly newsletter. And at the bottom of the newsletter, it kind of caught my eye. And it said that they were looking for student interns. And I recently went back to school, so I was like, let's give it a try. Something new, some new experience.
Interesting. I thought that was very interesting. And I know this interview is not about me, but I thought it was so funny. When I first signed on to my Zoom meeting with my supervisor, and everyone was just asked to introduce themselves, everyone mentioned that they had family members who worked for the government. Like, we just went around and it was person after person after person. But you actually discovered the internship via a newsletter. And how often had you been reading the newsletter before you actually discovered the internship?
So I've been receiving the newsletter for several years now. I've been a veteran for about 13 years now, and at least the last 5 or 6 years I've been signed up to receive like the various newsletters and stuff. I don't always read them all the way through, so it was kind of cool that I caught this just out of nowhere, and I definitely read every part of it now because there's so much information to put out in the newsletter.
That's true. And you mentioned you actually had some experience in civil service. Would you like to give a brief overview of that? I mean, what were you doing?
So when I was 19, I had completed a year at school, and you know, there was a few hiccups, and I decided to join the service. So I joined the Navy as an aviation machinist mate. I worked on EA-6B Prowler engines on an aircraft carrier for a couple of years. And then I worked on jets for a couple more years up in Washington. And when I ended my service, I was working as a training coordinator.
Interesting. So as a training coordinator, what were your responsibilities?
I managed all of the training courses for our command. It was about 250 people. I managed their training courses, what they needed, when they needed updates, scheduled everything for them, and put them in the right place where they needed to be and made sure they accomplished their training and everything was up to date.
Oh, my gosh. So basically, going into the State Department internship, you've already been managing people for quite some time. I'm sure that compared to that, this is an absolute breeze. Do you think that that prepared you for this internship?
I think all of my time in the service prepared me in different aspects for this internship. But coming into this internship, a lot of things were really new to me because I wasn't big into technology and like these new platforms and learning all these. So I've learned a lot of new things coming into this internship.
Honestly, I hear you there. Sometimes it's just crazy the amount of websites that we have to juggle. We've got Slack, we've got Reddit, we've got Trello. Which website would you say, just broadly, took the longest for you to grasp?
So I was a little thrown off when I had to jump on Slack and start, you know, I've never been on a platform like this, and it took me a minute to realize how it's laid out and how communication is on there and how to contact people. It took me a little bit. The Trello, doing the training, there was pretty in-depth explanations on how to use these various platforms, and I was able to grasp the concept of Trello pretty easy, but Slack, it took me a little bit. I think I'm just, I'm not a big tech person, so it took me a few minutes.
Honestly, I hear you completely. Now, as far as the internship goes, we've established that you have quite a bit of experience. I mean, just reading over your biography, what you posted on Slack, I couldn't help but notice it just kept going. You know, you have degrees in social and behavioral sciences, elementary teaching prep. You've got a background in aviation mechanics, as we've covered, not to mention you're passionate about writing. How does all of this play into what you do here for the State Department?
So it all plays in because I enjoy working with people, and more so, even more than that, I enjoy working with and for veterans and their families. My dream job after, you know, I finish my degrees and, you know, my internship and everything, my dream job is to work for the VA full time in the administration department. To just be able to, through this internship, to be able to give a voice to veterans and tell their story and put it out there, like it means a lot to me.
Right, it is, and it ties so heavily into your background as well. So it's like, it's such a personal endeavor.
It really is.
And now you mentioned being incredibly passionate about this. If you were to sort of describe it to, say, someone who is interested but didn't necessarily know what the job entails, how would you summarize your responsibilities to them? And how would you pitch it, I guess, is what I'm asking.
So if I had to pitch this job to somebody, I would say that it's an amazing opportunity to gain experience in the workforce, first of all. You know, if you have a gap in your resume, which I do, raising my children, I took some years off. And so it gives you that experience, but more so the people that you meet. I've met so many people from so many different places and backgrounds and schools. And beyond that, I have read so many articles and biographies and everything about veterans and had the opportunity to write a mock one recently. And I just thoroughly enjoyed being able to watch the veteran give their story and be able to turn it into something that could be put out there for people to read that would inspire people to honor these veterans. It's a very fulfilling job.
Definitely. Was there one particular veteran who stood out to you? I know you've kind of just finished the onboarding process, but going into your work, is there anything that's really drawn your eye when you're working on these Veteran of the Day articles?
Each story that I read and I look through their pictures and I watch their videos, each story is in itself is unique, and it leaves an impression because everybody joined for a different reason and they had different experiences and they went on to do drastically different things with their lives after they got out of their time in the service. And it's just, they're all so interesting. I did do a mock Veteran of the Day post on Marjorie Burns. She joined when she was 22. She was so excited, and she did all of her time in the service. When she had started as a secretary. Before she joined, she was a secretary. And when she retired, after she got out of service and did her full career and everything, she retired as the head of the marketing department of this huge company. And it was awesome to see her story.
I mean, I can just imagine. Do you relate to the people whose biographies you write and kind of interact with? Or is it just such a broad range of different people coming from different backgrounds with different experiences that it's more of a learning experience than a reflecting one?
I think that I can relate to an extent with some of the veterans because I have had some similar experiences and I can understand where they're coming from or, you know, their little inside jokes almost. I do understand some of it, but then there's so many different stories from different people and where they've come from and where they've gone. And it's all interesting and unique, you know, like no one story is the same as another one. Even if the people had served together at the same time, they still have drastically different stories to tell.
That's quite true. And that actually does remind me of something, because I know that the State Department tends to be stereotyped as a very serious internship, you know, many people coming from this background of civil service, and the idea is, you know, we're all serving our country and we're all, you know, we are like the final line of defense against whatever it may be. But being on Slack and just seeing some of the funny random little messages that we post, you know, whether it's a meme coming from an intern, a military veteran, maybe even a department head. What is something that you've seen on our Slack that you think breaks the stereotype?
I just think everybody's own personality coming out, and it's, I was very intimidated at first when I joined the internship because I had no idea what to expect. I haven't even been in the workforce for a lot of years, and this was so new to me. I was pretty intimidated. And when I got on there, people were just so real in the way they spoke to each other. You know, you could be serious and you can be professional, but you can also show your true personality and have fun with it. It completely changed my outlook, and I don't feel intimidated reaching out to people and asking questions or anything. Like, it's a very open atmosphere.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Everyone's very eager to collaborate, I think, which is wonderful because it leads to such great projects being developed, you know, including this one that we are currently recording as we speak.
I agree.
Now, this is one that we've kind of touched upon earlier, but I would love to hear what you have to say. Would you say that your university and your experience going back to university has nurtured or reinvigorated your passion for writing or civil service?
So it really has. Going back to school, just 2 years ago, I started back in, less than 2 years ago, I started back in college, and I hadn't written an essay or anything of any importance, you know, in probably about 15 years. And so going back to school, started writing these essays for classes, and I found I had a lot to say. I almost have too much to say. I have to rein it in. And it really brought out a passion that I didn't know that I had for writing.
That's wonderful. So you get to combine these two aspects of your identity, this identity as a person who loves writing, loves to craft, you know, words. That was not very eloquent, but I'm sure you could have worded that much better. But you get to kind of combine your identity as a writer with your identity as a civil servant, which segues into this next question. Your bio actually mentioned experience in aviation mechanics. And now I'm quite curious, and I'm sure a few of our listeners would love to know, just what does this experience entail? Because it sounds incredibly cool.
When I joined the Navy, they handed me a paper with about 6 jobs, and they were like, this is what you qualify for. And I was like, okay, which one seems the coolest? And they pointed at a couple of them, and I was like, sure, I'll take that. And went to school, and it was aviation machinist mate. So I was going to school after basic training for working on jet engines and working on the fuel systems and oil systems of jets. And I went to my first command, where I worked on EA-6B Prowlers on the USS Kitty Hawk. And it was a great experience. I didn't know, again, I didn't know that I was a mechanic or that I would enjoy doing that. But I really did enjoy doing it, and it's served me a lot, you know, the rest of my life. I've been able to use skills that I've learned to translate towards, you know, maintenance in the house or car maintenance or, you know, various different things that I never thought I would be able to accomplish.
Yes, I'm noticing that seems to be quite a pattern. Just looking over your biography, you've got all of these skills that at first glance might not seem particularly related, but they all combine to form this very useful skill set that actually, you know, enhances the work that you do for the State Department. And now I'm just seeing your cat.
Yeah, he's got to be a part of everything.
What a little attention hog. For those of you tuning in, we have an addition to the interview, a little black and white cat.
This is Harley. He is 14 years old, but he acts like he's probably 2. And he has been to every house we've lived in. We're in house number 11 right now, and he's been in every house that we've ever been in.
Oh, my gosh. He is adorable.
Thank you. He knows it and takes full advantage.
Oh, I know. As a cat owner, believe me, I completely get it. All right. And now, before we conclude this interview, there is one last question that I would like to address. You ultimately stumbled upon this interview via the Veterans Newsletter. Now, for those tuning in who might not necessarily be in the know, could you describe this specific newsletter and maybe how you first came to stumble upon it?
So I want to say that I probably stumbled upon it when I was searching for some information about the VA, different benefits and stuff like that. And they're like, hey, sign up for our newsletter. So probably 6-7 years ago, I signed up for the newsletter, and they send out weekly newsletters that have a huge amount of information. They talk about different discounts. They talk about, there's links to YouTube videos that talk about veterans benefits, that talk about different things that you can receive as a veteran. There's also, like, at the bottom, there's discounts from different various stores. There's like different courses or seminars or even job, like job related not advertisements, but events and stuff that you can attend. And there's just a huge amount of information for veterans. And at the bottom of it, it said, this particular one at the bottom, it said that we are looking for student interns to work for the VA, you know, as in their digital media. And I was like, hey, that sounds really cool. And I clicked the link and I checked some stuff out, and I was like, yeah, I feel like this would give me some good experience, something fun that I can try out.
That's wonderful. It's always great when something that you've kind of paid attention to and subscribed to for a while comes out with something that you just, it just clicks. You look at it and you're like, that is what I've been waiting for. I didn't know I was waiting for it, but there it is.
Right.
All right. And now I think this is a very good place to kind of cap off this interview. We're coming up on 19 minutes, so we are perfectly within time. So this brings us to the conclusion of our interview segment. Jennifer, it's been wonderful having you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You've been a perfect first interview. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Once again, this has been the DME Interns Podcast with Saga, today joined by Jennifer. And now, listeners, stay tuned for next week's interview. Who knows where we will go with that?
Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we'd really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, my name is Serena, and I hope to see you all next time. Bye!